Day 5 Listening Test。 ただいまから2級リスニングテストを行います。このテストには第1部と第2部があります。英文はそれぞれ一度だけ読まれます。放送の間メモを取っても構いません。では第1部のテストから始めます。これは対話を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。対話と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバーワンからナンバーフィフティーンまで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。以上、説明が終わりましたので、今から2級のナンバーワンを開始します。
I'm really sorry I'm late, Ken. I got caught in traffic.There was an accident on the highway.
Don't worry about it. I've only been waiting for 5 minutes. I was late too.
Did you get caught in traffic too?
No, I took the train, but it was delayed because of the bad weather.
Question. Why was the woman late? Number 2.
Excuse me, but would it be all right if we switched seats? My friend and I are seated in different rows.
Certainly. Where is your seat?
It's 27A. It's a window seat. Hopefully that's more comfortable than your middle seat.
Ah, I see. That should make the flight a little more pleasant. Thank you. Question. Where is the conversation taking place?Number 3.
Hello?
Hi, honey. Would you mind coming to pick me up? It's raining heavily outside.
Sure, I can do that. But didn't you say that Andrea was going to take you home by car?
She suddenly got sick while eating and went home. I had to finish my dinner alone.
Oh, no. I hope she's okay. Anyway,I'll be there in a few minutes.
Question. What is the woman's problem? Number 4.
Hi, Jane. How's the new part-time job going?
Not very well, to tell the truth. In fact, I'm thinking of quitting. The owner is really difficult, and he's always complaining about the work I do.
That's a shame. How about the pay?
The pay is fine, but it would need to be double to get me to keep on working there. Question. What does the woman think about her new job? Number 5. Honey, aren't you ready yet? I think we need to leave soon.
Well, look at you.You look very nice. Why are you so dressed up?
I can't believe it. Today is my birthday, and you promised to take me out for an expensive meal, didn't you?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Give me 10 minutes, and I'll be ready.
Question. Why is the woman angry? Number 6. It's a pleasure to meet you, Dr. Johnson.
Welcome to Hawaii, Professor Nixon. I hope the conference tomorrow will be successful. I heard you'll be here for a week. Do you have dinner plans tonight?
Actually, I do. A friend from college lives here in Honolulu. How about tomorrow?
Tomorrow's fine. I'd like to introduce you to my staff while you're here.
Question.What is one thing we learn about the woman? Number 7.
Okay, I'll take this bag and tie. I'd like to pay with this gift card.
Unfortunately, we can't accept a gift card for this tie.
I thought this could be used for any item. I don't have enough cash with me now.
You can use the gift card to pay for the bag. Your change would be $25, so you could buy the tie in cash. Question: What will the man probably do next? Number 8. Hey, Bob, are you going to the museum with Sarah on Saturday?
No, I'm not. We had a fight last week, so she hasn't invited me. I'm just going to stay home.
I hope you make up with her. Well, if you're free, would you like to join us in going to a rugby game?
Sounds great. Thank you for inviting me.
Question: Why isn't the man going to the museum with Sarah? Number 9.
Cindy, I have a doctor's appointment at 10 a.m. tomorrow, so I'll miss the start of the meeting. Perhaps we can change the schedule.
Yeah, we could wait for you until 12, instead of starting at 10:30.
That would be great. Could you tell everyone about the change?
Sure. I'll send an email right now. Question: What does the man ask the woman to do? Number 10. How may I help you, sir?
I bought this shirt here last week, but I want to exchange it. It's too tight around the chest. Here's my receipt.
Certainly. Would you like a larger size in the same color?
That would be really great. The color and design go really well with my new jacket.
Question: Why does the man want to exchange the shirt? Number 11.
Excuse me, is Marvelous Bookstore in this shopping mall?
No. They moved to a new location last month.
Oh, the guidebook said they were at this address.
It must be out of date. I think an article in the newspaper mentioned they moved to the Forum Trade Center. You might try there. Question: What is one thing the woman tells the man? Number 12. The Royal Ocean Hotel, how may I help you?
Hello, I'd like to reserve a deluxe twin room with an ocean view from May 16th through 18th.
I'm sorry, but all those rooms are booked. We have a deluxe room with a garden view or a suite.
Then I guess I'll take the suite.
Question: What kind of room does the man reserve? Number 13.
Hi, Debbie. Are you feeling any better with the cold medicine I gave you?
Yes, Dad. My fever's gone, but I'm worried I might miss my soccer game tomorrow.
I'll call your coach later today and tell him you might be absent. Do you need to see the doctor?
No. I think I'll be all right. Thanks. Question: How did the man help the girl? Number 14.
Hi, Claire. I was just at the flea market yesterday and bought a big collection of postage stamps.
Oh, really? Were there any interesting stamps in it?
Yes, there were a few. There were also a few I already had, so I was wondering if you'd want to look through them to see if you need any for your collection.
Yes, I'd love that. Thanks so much. Question: What are the man and woman talking about? Number 15. Ben, can you go to the supermarket and pick up some things for me?
Sure, Mom. What should I get?
I'm just making a list. I need some sausages, spaghetti sauce, cheese, and tomatoes for dinner. You can have some chocolate cake when you get home.
Great. Oh, but can I just call Mike first? I want to ask him about today's homework.
Question. What does the woman ask the boy to do?
これは英文を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。英文と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバー16からナンバー30まで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Masaru is a very good swimmer. When he was a junior high school student,He won first prize at a school competition. When he was in high school, he won second prize at a national competition. He then took a first aid and life-saving course and went to Australia, where he is working as a lifeguard so that he can always be near the sea.
Question. Why did Masaru go to Australia?Number 17. Good morning, shoppers. Let me introduce a few of the special bargains we have. For this weekend only, we're having a sale on French wines and cheeses in our delicatessen section. Many of these products will be sold at 50% off the marked price. You can also find some real bargains in our canned soup and vegetable aisles.So please hurry before these products sell out. Question. What is one thing the speaker says? Number 18.
One of the most famous film festivals in the world is the Cannes Film Festival. The very first one was planned in 1939. Unfortunately,The Second World War began and it had to be cancelled. After the war had ended, it was finally held in 1947. But due to budget problems, the event didn't take place in 1948 and 1950. Since then, the festival has successfully kept attracting many movie fans.
Question. Why was the first Cannes Film Festival cancelled?Number 19. Welcome to the Lynbrook History Museum. Every day this week, we have a special guest from the University of Lynbrook, Dr. Carl Robert. Dr. Robert will give a speech on how life in Lynbrook was in the early 1900s. Admission is free, so please come to the Common Hall at the west end of the museum.His interesting talk will start at 4 and last about 30 minutes. Question. What will Dr. Carl Robert do? Number 20.
Lucas is getting ready for his first year at college. Since it is his first time to live away from home,He wanted to be especially prepared for his new life. He has already found a place to live near the college campus and has bought the books for his classes. He is looking forward to making new friends, but is a bit concerned about having to prepare his own meals.
Question. What is Lucas worried about?Number 21. Last summer, Diana went on holiday to Malta, a tiny island halfway between Italy and Africa. Diana really enjoyed her holiday, especially the festivals held in each village. But she was amazed by one thing. Most of the shops closed in the middle of the afternoon for about 3 hours.Malta has the custom of siesta, in which people take a nap and save their energy during the hottest time. Question. Why was Diana surprised? Number 22.
Portland, Oregon is a beautiful city, famous for its parks and gardens. It is also famous as an eco-friendly city. Its public transportation system is so cheap and efficient that many people use it rather than their own cars. They can use trains, buses, streetcars, and an aerial tram. There are also good bike lanes, too. Portland's system has allowed the city to cut greenhouse gas emissions to what they were before 1990.
Question: What is one thing we learn about Portland? Number 23. Fred is a second-year student at a university in Britain. He wants to join a local football club, so he is going to attend trials for the club. However, his parents don't want him to play football because they think it will take time away from studying. Fred thinks that he can manage both his studies and football, so he is now practicing hard for the trials. Question: How is Fred planning to join a football club? Number 24.
Emily has had her hair long for all of her life, but decided to cut it off when she graduated high school. She wanted to make good use of her hair, so she applied for a charity that uses hair to make wigs for people who have lost their hair to disease. Now she is enjoying her new hairstyle. She is happy that she could help someone who was in need.
Question: What did Emily do with her hair? Number 25. My name is Nancy, and I'll be your guide for today's tour. First, we will walk to the morning market, where you can look for souvenirs. Next, we'll tour the clock museum until lunchtime. We will then go to a nearby restaurant for a traditional Swiss meal. Please make sure to keep your museum ticket, which gives you a 10% discount at the restaurant. I hope you enjoy your time with us. Question: What does the speaker ask the listeners to do? Number 26.
Alan works with his friend Cynthia on a comic book that he publishes online. They usually chat online about their plans. Alan writes the script and Cynthia draws the pictures. Sometimes it is hard to describe what to draw, so Alan may draw what he wants to appear on the page. His drawings are not very good, but they are sometimes the best way to show Cynthia what he wants.
Question: What does Cynthia do? Number 27. Good evening. Today, Mickey Wang, a world-famous actor, reported his two dogs missing from his house yesterday. The dogs are Black Labradors, and their names are Max and Toby. Some people reported seeing the two dogs in the city park. If anyone has any information about Max and Toby, please contact the police directly. Mickey has offered a reward of $10,000 for their safe return. Question: What is the news story about? Number 28.
Hedy Lamarr was a famous Hollywood actress and also a great inventor. Her most important accomplishment was inventing a secret communication system. In order to help the U.S. Navy hide radio-guided underwater missiles from their enemy, she invented a system for switching signals constantly to avoid being detected. The Navy did not use her system at that time, but it became the basis of today's Wi-Fi and other wireless communications.
Question. How did Hedy Lamarr's invention work? Number 29. Walter wanted to walk more for exercise, but soon became tired. He was looking for a way to walk more and decided to park his car a block away from work. After a week, he parked two blocks away. He kept parking farther and farther away until he was walking more than a mile to work each day. He gradually got to know the neighborhood around his office better too. Question. What problem did Walter have? Number 30.
A shield volcano is a type of volcano which is wide but not tall. It has this name because it looks like a warrior's shield lying on the ground. A shield volcano is shaped like this due to the watery lava. The lava can flow for a long time and a far distance before cooling and turning into rock. This creates a volcano shape that is wide and not steep.
Question. What is one thing we learn about shield volcanoes?
では時間です。筆記用具を置いて答えの記入をやめてください。